Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Coach Unplugged. We're so excited you decided to join us. Make sure you go over and leave those five-star reviews. If you like this, go over and listen to our other podcasts, like the 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast or High School Hoops or Funnel Down Defense or Coaching Youth Hoops or whatever one of the seven in our network that you would like to listen to. But before we jump in, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. They are always, what I love about Dr. Dish is they're always innovating. They're always making that a little bit better. And that's why I think they're the best machine out there. Like I've said before, we own three of them and I would not be talking about them every day if I did not believe in them. Mention Coach Unplugged, they'll give you $450 off and they'll give you A1 customer service. And then also what helps keep the lights on, what helps keep everything moving is teachhoops.com. It's for coaches who want to get better. It is a one-stop shop by a basketball coach for a basketball coach. I'm always working with my team 365 days a year, working on making us better. And I want to do the same thing for you. I'm giving you resources, one-on-one calls, office hours, a roadmap per se that will help you become a better coach. And we offer a 14-day free trial because I believe you should come in and kick the tires around and see if it's right for you. If it's not, that's fine. But I guarantee that you're going to love it. All right, let's head off to the podcast. All right. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Basketball Leadership Podcast. You can see my voice is dying. So, Coach, what's today's topic? This topic, I want to make sure I leave us enough time for this topic. I'm pretty excited about this topic.
Yeah, I think, we're nearing a lot of places around the country are starting to get close to tournament time. How do you prepare as a coach? I think that's a great question. We've been at this a long time. What are things that we do? How do you get your team ready? What is the role of leadership? I there's a lot of things we could talk about this. The things that are sticking out to me right now is we've had some really intense games these last couple weeks that are going to prepare us for the tournament coming up, and emotional games where things went our way and didn't go our way, and your response and your ability to be poised and your ability to handle that is critical. And so this time of year, it's about talking about poise. It's about making sure kids are healthy. Like, we practice, if we go more than an hour and 15 minutes, it's a long practice this time of year. I want them in. I want them out. We're going to focus on a few things. We're going to get some shooting. I don't want to risk injury. I don't want to risk having them not physically ready to play a game. I just gave a big talk to our team about just making healthy choices and eating well and sleeping well, and how choices that we're making now, they might not hit us for 2 weeks, and by that time it's too late. We had a team a couple of years ago. I mean, you couldn't have made this up. We had a team that was a potential state tournament team. I think we were a 2-3 seed and good season. Our best player tears his ACL in the first playoff game. And then our second playoff game, we had 4 all conference players that year. Okay. Best players, one of them is out. Our other 3 players are home with the flu Friday night.
We have a tournament.
We play Saturday. They're all home with the flu Friday. Our 4 all conference players.
I would have walked them to the ER to what do they put those bags of
hydrate. They all played, but you know, obviously it impacted them. And you know, the message is, and you said this last week, control the controllable. You know, you can control your sleep, you can control what you eat, you can control how you prepare, you can control your mindset. Control what you can control, because there are things that we can't. You know, and there's a lot of things from a basketball perspective. You know, we had a game and we've got those sets that we've been practicing all year. I haven't ran them once in a game yet, but I know I want to run them once in a game so that when we get to that time when we really need it, we've done it at least once. And so we're trying to make sure we get those things in. Simplifying the game and taking out the complexity. I guess that's one thing I've learned. You get to tournament time, a lot of the sets and actions that you maybe have been running throughout the season,
don't work.
You don't get them in the tournament. You just don't.
But going to the other thing you said, I always think you should have a couple things that no one's seen.
Yep.
Like that only you've run in practice. Like yep. I call them that. I call them like the ace in the hole, or they're in my back pockets that we've practiced. Like we're a month out. We'll start practicing some of those. We'll try to get some in like you, but we'll keep, I have some plays that no one's seeing until we run it. Like,
yep.
Cause especially with huddle and scouting now, it's like, I almost got to keep these things right back here. You know, they in my back pocket just in case.
I know we had one that we ran. We've been practicing it. We've had this group for quite a while. We've been practicing it for 3 years. Ran it once in a holiday tournament with an obscure team that no one will probably ever see. We had to pull it out the other day. It got us 2 free throws. But yeah, you have to have those in your back pocket and you got to have them ready to go. Cause, we had it last year in our state, or as our section championship game to go to state. We ran a sideline play that we hadn't ran all year and it got us 2 points to tie the game late. You know,
it will work. So I'll tell you a couple of things for tournament for me. First of all, yeah. we just, our first round of tournament is Friday, Saturday. So I have scheduled two of those this season. We just won both of them. I want them to experience what it's like to play
back to back,
back to back 72 minutes. We did it over Christmas. We did it at the end of January, early February, just so I want. And literally that's all I talk about is turn. I said, this is what it feels like. It's emotional. Like it just, you know, we're doing this at the end of early February. When this goes out, it's going to go out a little later, but it's, I told the guys yesterday, I said, it feels exactly like a Saturday tournament game. It's 45 degrees out. The sun's out.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's a set. It's just, it feel. I told him, I said, I've coached in every game in the state and this is what it feels like. You're tired, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So we do that. So I think that's very important from a muscle memory, whatever it is. Cause you're tired. Cause literally the second half of the second game and a second night to go on to the Sweet 16, I told him, I said, it's all grit. And yesterday we were down 12 with 8 minutes to go. And I said, this is it. This is what it feels like. And the team that's gritty the last 9 minutes wins. It's like, that's, you know, we play 18 minute halves and we ended up winning by like 3 or something. So that's the first thing. Second thing is, and I don't know if coaches think about this. Again, we're in the Midwest, but here's something that I've noticed over time. In March or late February, gyms get very, very, very hot. And here's the reason. They haven't turned the heat off and it's getting warmer outside. I love balloons. So I always talk about hydration. I have hydration things in my room about where are you on the hydration scale, because I've seen so many kids cramp up on that second night, because they're tired. They've played more. The bench has gotten shorter. They haven't hydrated the way they needed to. They haven't eaten the way they needed to. So it's some of those micro, not macro, micro things that really matter for his tournament. So coach and I have done a really long time. I have a notebook of things that I've learned over the 35 years, but I think you have to, especially if you're a young coach, start thinking micro. It matters.
Yep.
We have, and I'm not going to say all these because they're pretty special to us. At some point when I retire, I will, but we have lots of traditions that start for tournaments. If you know anything, I know the word culture is the one that's thrown around a lot, but
yep.
we have a lot of things that we do as a program come tournament, and they are passed down from player to player. They're passed down from parent to parent. And it's a shift. It's like Christmas. We're putting out the tree. It's Thanksgiving. Yep. You know, we're bringing out the nice, you know, China or whatever. I want those kind of things built into my program that we do.
And it's a shift.
It's a shift. It's a shift.
It's a mindset shift.
It's a mindset shift. And I'm going to tell you, we're a month out from tournament. We will start doing situation work. We do situation work all year. Yep. It will rev up to the point where I'll spend 10, 15 minutes on situation work, down 3, 2 minutes to go. Yep. That's one of them that we do. Yep. It's not real per a tradition, but I think those are really important. And I thought it was funny how your practices are getting shorter, and I'm having to get my guys in shape because they've been all sick and stuff. So I gotta remap out my next month. Cause you're right. It's good to shorten the practices. But I was telling Coach how sick we've been. It's like, I think I've got guys just coming off the getting their wind back. So I got to try to map that out with breaks and still getting them into the shape that they need to be in so they can play, you know, 72 minutes in a weekend. But other thoughts, yeah. Coach?
Yeah, no, I mean, I love the tradition piece. There has to be a mindset shift. You know, your veterans will know it. Your young kids don't, but we talk about poise a lot. We talk about valuing the ball and every possession counts. But you got to also do that without creating more stress or pressure on the kids. And so it's this art of, you know, using traditions to get them as ready as they can be. Talk about stuff's going to happen. I guarantee this is going to happen. How are you going to respond when it happens? You're going to get two quick fouls in a game and you're going to be emotional. It's going to bother you. It's going to happen. How are you going to respond? Things like that happen.
If you're going to win a state championship or you're going to win 6 to 8 games in a row, I tell the kids this all the time. I said, I've been there. I know it. Yep. Listen to someone that has experienced it. At some point on this trail, something's going to happen.
Yep.
The ball's not going to go in. We're going to get a bad whistle. Someone's going to get sick. I said, it's never not happen. So that's what I tell them in December when we get a bad whistle and they're all like, rah. I go, that was preparation for something that's going to happen later. Why are you complaining about that? Move on. Yeah. Move on.
Learn from it.
Learn from it. What are you talking? Like, that's okay. What could we have done differently? You know, when so-and-so got in foul trouble or they were banging us in the post and we weren't getting the call. What can we do to counter that? Because it's going to happen. I'm telling you, it always happens. Something happens in that.
It's also a big reason why with me, you talk about controlling the controllable. What's one thing you can control every night? Your defensive energy and effort. And the ball may not always go in the hoop for you, but you got to rely on the things you can control in the tournament. And if the kids have the mentality that has developed over the season of being a defensive first lockdown team, they can always come back to that. And I just think, you know, the best defensive teams typically are the ones that make it the furthest.
Yep. I know. I 100% agree. All right. Until next week, Coach.
See you, Coach.
Hey, everybody. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you love it and you want to support us, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. 14-day free trial as we talk. Subscribe, like, jump up and down, do whatever you got to do. Those Apple podcasts mean a lot to us. I read every one of them. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.